Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We are so glad to have you with us today. We have been having a lot of technical difficulties on our first day starting. So we're going to let you hear a little bit of music, or you're going to hear a little bit of dead space for a minute. We're trying to get the show together on the air. This is our first show. So everybody bear with us for a minute, and we're going to try to get some more Michael Jackson for and this is Carlotta Chatwood. We're back with the Carlotta Chatwood Show. I am telling you, welcome to the show. Welcome to our first show, which is the Michael Jackson Tribute Show. I'm Carlotta Chatwood, and I want to tell you guys a little bit about the show. This is an entertainment, informative show. We're here to have fun, have a good time. One of the things today, I've had a rough day. I'm going to tell you, before this show started, last night I had a computer crash, okay? My computer literally crashed, so it was crazy. So I didn't get to do a lot of things that I needed to do. So we're kind of winging it on this show, and this is our first show, and it's a tribute to one of my favorite artists, which is Mr. Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson, and believe it or not, just a few minutes ago, because that computer crash, I was working it from my iPhone because I was trying to download everything onto my original computer and get everything ready for the show. So the iPhone is such a powerful phone. So I was working the switchboard from my phone, so it's pretty funny. But today, again, our show is the Michael Jackson Tribute Show. It is a tribute show to one of my favorite artists, one of the greatest artists of all time, Mr. Michael Jackson. We'll have my mother on, Miss Lolly, of course, as my co-host. She's going to be co-hosting with me as I'm starting out, so she'll be calling in later on. And we just want to hear memories of Michael Jackson. We'll share our memories of Michael Jackson. We're going to talk about him throughout his life, different stages in his life. And to me, I remember Janet Jackson being on the BET Awards, and one of the things she said about Michael Jackson is that to her, he was an icon, but to her, he was family. And I think it's so much more than that for us fans. No offense to Miss Jackson. I know she meant well. She was hurting at the time. But Michael is much more than an icon to us. Michael is a living legend. He's somebody we all grew up with. We all remember. Some of us have heard Michael Jackson in our house since we were little. Some of us have heard Michael Jackson half of our lives. Some of us have heard Michael Jackson in some of our lives. So it is one of those things that I think he's so much more to us. To us, Michael's like family, like a friend. So, and to his fans out there, to the great Michael Jackson fans that I've gotten a chance to meet over the last several months, they are wonderful. They've had, nothing but great things to say, and it seems like they have been really, really, really close to Michael. These are people who travel with Michael, follow Michael from show to show. So to him, I think it's more of that iconic status for them, too. It is somebody who is literally like family to them also. So that's what we want to do today, just give a shout-out for Michael Jackson and talk about his journey throughout life. Again, the call-in number for you guys to call in is 718-766-4236 to share your memories of Michael Jackson, or if you just want to say something about Michael Jackson, or if you're just having a hard time, like most Michael Jackson fans, we are having this hard time getting over Michael Jackson. Also, again, I told you the show is informative, and it's about living your dreams. And every day on the show, every time we do the show, which is on Saturdays, we're going to have a word for the day. And today, my word for the day, because I think that it took a lot of passion to get this show up and going today, because so many bad things were happening last night, and my sweetie, my fiance, told me that I should, this is what happens. You have to get over obstacles. So I thank you, Kenor, for saying to me when I was crying and going through this mess, that you said to me that, I had to keep going. So today the show is about called Passion, because I think Michael Jackson represented passion, and Michael Jackson was passionate about his work. And so that leads me to the quote of the day. We have our word, passion, and the quote, which is for Michael Jackson today. There are many things in life that will catch your eye, but only a few will catch your heart. Pursue those. So I'm saying to you guys out there, pursue those things that catch your heart, like Michael Jackson did. Music caught his heart, and he kept pursuing it. So I'm going to take a break and get Miss Lolly on the phone here, and I'm going to play for you one of the great old MJ songs, You Can't Win.
You can't win. Can't break even, then you can't get out of the game. People get slim.
Okay, everybody, sorry about that dead air. I told you we were having some technical difficulties today, but I'm back, and I'm back with my co-host, my beautiful, beautiful mother, Miss Lolly.
Hello, everyone. Peace and love.
Yeah, and we are just really trying to make the show happen today. We are winging it today, as I told you guys earlier. My computer crashed, so we are really winging it. And I want to tell you guys about I was telling my mom, I haven't caught her up on what we've been talking about. So for you, those of you who are coming in, I'm going to catch you up and her up. But the show, I told them the word for today is passion, because it took passion to get this show done, and it took Michael Jackson passion to do what he did. And I gave them a quote about passion and everything, so they know that, you know, the show is about, you know, passion today. So that's why I was letting them know. And so this is a dedication to a show to Michael Jackson, and I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things that you can remember about Michael Jackson in his early life? Because you grew up listening to Michael Jackson during that time when he was coming through the that bad era. So I want to know what that was like for you. And then we have a caller I'm going to bring on the line too. But
well, absolutely, it was really fantastic growing up in early Jackson 5 era, because I was a young girl, and we really was fascinated by this young guy and his brothers. And the first time they hit KC, we were there. And they were just fantastic. I mean, I remember as a young girl even thinking, I didn't even, you know, as I said on the test show before, I never even knew he was in our age group. He's like 5 years younger than I am. And, boy, I mean, it was so, I mean, they were just super, super surreal. So we had a great time. The best part I remember about Michael is that, you know, seeing that little boy with this big voice and the brothers, and thinking how proud we were to see an African-American band like that.
Okay. And, we had a caller on the line. Caller, it's fine to call back. We're still working through this. Make sure you can call back, share your Michael Jackson memories. We definitely want to hear from you. This is new to us, so this is our first official show. We're trying to work the kinks out, so we just hope you guys are listening to us and enjoying us. We're talking about Michael Jackson. This whole show is a tribute today to Michael Jackson. It's the first part in a three-part installment series. The first part, which today is a fan edition, which is kind of going over Michael's journey throughout life as we, the fans, saw it. And some of you out there, if you, you know, call us, how you've seen his life, how you seen the great things that Michael was able to accomplish, not only for the black community, but throughout the world. And here's our caller back, RXS. Hold on just a second. Hello?
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 Caller? Hello? You can speak now.
He is speaking. I hear him.
My phone is not plugged in.
Okay.
Hello?
My
Hello? Caller, we can't hear you, caller, so is it us or is it you? Hello? We hear you a little.
Little? How's this?
We're hearing you better. Can you turn it up a little bit, your phone?
Oh, I'm calling from my computer.
Okay, now I hear you really
Perfect.
Well.
Yeah.
Go ahead and your speak RX.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I honestly couldn't hear what you were saying because of my headphones. However, I'm a really good fan of Michael Jackson, and all I want to say is he really inspired me in my music.
Uh-huh.
And it. it kind of depresses me when people, like, when he passed away, they were really shocked. My dad being a huge, huge fan, so they got out of tears. So I don't understand how people can hate him so much for things he has never done.
Okay, we're hearing you a little bit, but you're breaking up from us. So I know you're on your computer phone, but you were saying it kind of depresses you.
Oh, yes, and my dad, because he was a huge fan as well. How can people hate Michael Jackson so much?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Michael Jackson got a lot of bad press. They never reported the great things about Michael. Michael was a great guy. They never reported that Michael Jackson gave over $300 million to charity. So, you know, I mean, those are the wonderful things that you just never hear about him. All the times that he spent at hospitals with children, helping kids. Kids would literally get better by being around Michael because they were so happy. You know, it changes things. So
he's speaking.
RXS? Go ahead.
No, I was not talking.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, but I'm glad you called in. Do you have anything else, another memory of Michael that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I'm kind of a little confused right now, but he had a really, I can't find the term for it, but I think oppressed childhood.
Yeah.
All he had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see him in concert?
I have seen maybe 3 concerts.
Wow. Yeah, well, we thank you, RXS, for calling and sharing your feelings on the line. We thank you so much for calling, and we hope you continue to listen to the show.
We're working out the kinks.
We're working out the kinks.
Again.
But thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we feel the same way you do.
Yeah, I mean,
It's quite shocking.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's sad to hear. You know, I know everybody, especially the fans, are having such a hard time. And what do you think on this? I mean, I've talked to fans who are literally just, they're really depressed. This is, I mean, Michael, to, you know, the news media, their cycle has went on. But they're sad because we lost such a light in the world. I believe God gave him such a great gift. And what do you say to those fans out there? What do you think? Because you're a big fan. Like you said, he was talking about his depressed childhood and things like that. What do you think you can say to the fans to encourage them to? Because all this stuff is coming out about how Michael died, and it makes it seem so sad, but we forget about that life he lived, that dash in between, you know?
Well, I'm still at the point where I'm like, if Michael died. But, however, yeah, Michael was a very fascinating guy. I think he kept a lot of mystery going for his own. I mean, just being the top celebrity that he was, and his family being kind of, you know, mysterious. We kind of don't understand them. We really kind of don't understand them because they're kind of cerebral when they speak. But Michael was always, he was always just a guy that you could see his genius.
Yeah.
You could see his genius from, you know, like everyone has always said, all the big celebrities, you could see his genius from the very beginning. And I think really one thing I do want to say is that I think Pop Jackson – a lot of people are very sad about Pop Jackson, but I think Pop Jackson kind of got a little bit of a bad rap because a lot of people didn't understand how older people, the man is 80 years old, and I remember getting spanked when I was young.
Right.
And when I, you know, I didn't have to, you know, I wasn't in a group or anything, but if you did wrong during those days. And this is a guy that knew his family had talent, and he was trying his best. I think he missed it on the psychological side.
Right. And Michael was
sensitive. Because of his ignorance.
Yeah, Michael was very sensitive. I think that each child has to be treated different. And with Michael, he was such a sensitive child. I think Michael took all of that to heart. I don't know what happened in their household, but I think he really took it to heart. But we have another caller on the line. Hold on just a second here. Hello, you're on the air with us. Who is this?
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. My name is Rhonda. Can you hear me?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I searched hard on Blog Talk to find you, but I wanted to be on tonight because I love Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's great.
We do too.
We do. Mm-hmm. And Rhonda, what's some of your memories about Michael Jackson that you wanted to share with us?
I'm sorry.
What's some of your memories? What's some of your memories you wanted to share with us about Michael?
I actually remember when he debuted on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1969 as Little Michael Jackson, and I was at the TV as a little girl. I was 2 years older than him. At that time, they were saying he was 9, but I was 13, and then later on I found out he was really 11, but he was just short for his age at that time, small. And I remember just being mesmerized. In fact, the first note out of his mouth, I remember as a little girl, and it was in black and white because we didn't have color TV, and I remember just being mesmerized and falling in love at the same time, as a 13-year-old, of course. And it was just...
I know what you mean.
And wait a minute. I've been in love since that moment until this present day and still in love. I believe I will love him for the rest of my life. I really do believe that. And I love the Jackson 5. It has never, ever diminished. It's never left. I can't explain it, except for it has to be spiritual. But he's amazing. He's amazing.
He is amazing.
And I really wish they had the talk. You know, they're going to have a reality show. And I wish they kind of had the reality show, thought about that when Michael was alive, or supposedly.
I hear part of it was done when he was alive, but I don't know if he's on it. So
I don't think he wanted to be a part of that
time. Right, yeah. Because there are conflicting things. I've heard conflicting reports that Michael had done. They did segments where Michael, I guess at that party they had together for the Jackson, that he may be in it at that point. But you're not going to see him much because Michael, you know how he was. It's a strange thing with the family. So, but Rhonda, I want to thank you so much for listening to us and calling in.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to have big 3 installment series about Michael Jackson. The next one might be a little controversial, but I hope you stay with us and keep listening to us. Thank you.
Oh, I will. You know what? I actually researched him. I am going to write a book, you know, about his life and to kind of like set the record straight. So I began to really, I've been studying, you know, intently his life for the last 5 months, and it's amazing. It's like I fell in love all over and deeper again. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh, you sound exactly like me.
Rhonda, I'm going to have to get you back on the show then. You're going to have to come back on the show. Because I know how to contact you. I will definitely have you on the show again to talk about
it. I would love
book.
That.
Okay, because we're going to come to me and you and talk about this book coming up, because I have a third installment coming. Because I'm getting ready for Michael. So thank you, Rhonda.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That is great. She's going to do a book.
Look at that.
You know, there are a lot of fans that are just, you know, they're not going to let Michael's memory die. Isn't that? That's beautiful. So in case you're just tuning in, we're having a dedication show today to Michael Jackson. It's the first part of the installment of the tribute show on the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We're a regular show that will come on Saturdays at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. We are the first show. We are an entertainment and informative show, but we're going to do a three-part tribute to Michael Jackson. The two-part tribute, this is the first part. The second part is coming next week, which is the big death hoax series, and it's going to be very controversial, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit when we come back from break, but, of course, I have got to play a little bit more Michael for you. So, and we have a caller on the line, so hold on, caller, and we'll get with you in just a second, but I'm going to play MJ, one of my favorites, I Want to Be Where You Are.
Thank you.
Hello, the Carlotta Chatwood Show, and we're back. We have a caller on the line. I think this is Rhonda here. Hold on.
It's me again, Rhonda.
Hello, hi, Rhonda.
It's Rhonda. What happened was when you turned it off, it disconnected, so I wasn't able to hear.
You're not able to. So you weren't able to hear. Could you do the block? Can you go to blogtalkradio.com and go to the cross? Can you hit that thing and listen? Because it'll come on live during the stream.
Okay.
Yeah,
so don't do it over the phone.
Don't do it over the phone. Yeah. Because you'll
okay.
Lose.
I'm gonna go online.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
okay.
Rhonda.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay, hey, listeners, we're back. We're talking today about Michael Joseph Jackson, the greatest entertainer of all time. We're talking about Michael's life, his journey. And in case you lived on the planet Mars for the last, say, 40-some years, you don't know about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was born on August the 29th, 1958, in Gary, Indiana. He comes from a musical family, Sister Janet, LaToya, Rebby, Marlon, Jermaine, Tito, Jackie, Randy, the whole crew. He's the seventh child. So some people think seven is special. And Michael grew up to be one of the greatest entertainers in the world. During that time, remember when Michael Jackson first started with the Jackson 5, I think that they talked about Diana Ross. They presented as Diana Ross as the person who discovered the Jacksons, but she didn't. It was Gladys Knight, and it was another young man, another person, I believe. But
yeah,
Gladys,
I was actually surprised because I understood that Diana Ross did, but then they said Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
And so they had several, I mean, it was two or three people
right.
that were supposed to have discovered him.
Right, that went to Berry Gordy, you know, and told them about, and even including Susan DePassy, because she's the one who had to convince Berry Gordy to listen to the Jackson 5. If it had not been for her, you may never have heard of Michael Jackson.
I doubt that.
But, I mean, you know, Diana Ross ended up being the presenter of the Jackson 5 because at that time she was the biggest star on Motown. So, and the Jacksons, I believe, had their launch at the Apollo Theater. And that's where, you know, everybody began to have, you know, the word started to get out about this family, that this great, great family. And, again, this is our first installment of the tribute show, the MJ tribute show. This is the fan edition where you call in. Our call-in number is 718-766-4236. If you have a story that you want to share with us about Michael Jackson and how he touched your life, or maybe a special memory you have of Michael Jackson. My memory, I'm sharing right now, Victory Tour. That was the first and only time I saw Michael Jackson. I was a little girl, but I still remember it because
yeah,
I was so in love with
it. I remember your mother took you to that.
Right.
We had a very hard time getting tickets.
Right, but we
but
were
your
up
uncle
close.
Was able to get some.
Remember, we were up close. We were on the field. Like,
oh, my gosh,
that was
yes. so fun.
That was, like, impossible at the time. You know, that was, like, it was the coolest thing on earth. So I can remember the Jacksons coming up out of the, you know, the stage and them walking down those stairs and the, you know, the boom, boom, the noise. That was crazy. And just,
and he was disappearing and coming on different sides of the stage. And
right.
It was really, really wild.
And if you haven't seen Michael Jackson live in Budacrest, if you never got a chance to see him perform live, please buy that because that shows you how great Michael was. I mean, Michael was off the chain, greatest performer ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to bring it up a little to the Wiz era. People talk about the greatness of Michael Jackson in music, but Michael Jackson had the potential to become a great actor. The Wiz was critically acclaimed. People considered him the star of the Wiz, the breakout star of the Wiz. Even though the Wiz, people panned the Wiz as far as, you know, the people going to see it, but his performance was considered critical. People loved it. People thought,
well, you know, The Wizard of Oz is one of our favorite guys growing up. Shows ever. I mean, your great-grandfather used to buy us all kind of knickknacks and stuff to watch Judy Garland when she was doing the Wizard of Oz, and it was just a great day when it came on.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, when Michael and Diane and the who was that, Russell, Nipsey Russell or mm-hmm. whatever, when they redone it, it was really. I was blown away.
Yeah, and originally it was supposed to be Stephanie Mills, because Stephanie Mills did the original on Broadway, but something happened in between there. There's lots of rumors about what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, you know, Miss Ross showed her boss and came in there and wanted the part. But I think Diana and Michael, that ended up being good for Michael because they had great chemistry in that movie. So if you've never seen that movie,
even in your collection.
Right. Right. Definitely see that movie, because that was one of the greatest movies, I think. It's a very inspirational movie. Just for Michael, I mean, you don't have that many movies of Michael Jackson. I guess you got him doing special appearances, but you got the Captain EOs and the short films like Ghost, things like that. But definitely see that film. And during that time about Michael Jackson, something a lot of fans may not know is that a lot of people who have written about Michael Jackson consider this to be one of the greatest times in Michael Jackson's life. He actually was living in New York off Sutton Place, and he was considered to be growing up during that time. It was around, he was 19 years old, and he was doing his thing. Do you remember hearing about Michael Jackson at the Studio 54? How many people know that Michael used to hang at Studio 54?
Gosh, yes, I wish I had been thinking bigger, because I would have been at Studio 54.
And in case you don't know what Studio 54 is, Studio 54 is an iconic nightclub that used to be in New York City. It is known for decadence, sinfulness, anything that is... You know, that was wild in the 70s. It lived in Studio 54. And this is a place where Michael used to hang at a lot with his friends like Andy Warhol, Truman Capote. Andy Warhol, the famous painter.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Truman Capote, who wrote the book about the family being, the true story of the family being murdered in Kansas.
Mm.
And he was a very famous author, and Truman Capote has so many stories about Michael Jackson that he's told over the years before he died. And they were talking about how Michael and Janet were so innocent. Michael and LaToya were so innocent during that time, and how they would come into Studio 54 and see all this going on and just stand back and stare because it was so wild. But Michael Jackson, he loved that club. He considered that his favorite club. He thought there was nothing above Studio 54. So that's strange, because when we think of Michael, we tend to think of innocence.
Right. And he always, you know, they said he was even there on a really cold, I think radio crew or television crew was out coming to interview him.
Right.
And that it was on a special, on a holiday or something.
Right.
And he was, they didn't think they were going to see him because it was so frighteningly cold in New York. And they went to the Studio 54 anyway. They said, he's not going to be there. And they said when they got in there, they saw him in the corner.
Right, and he would be there during the day at Studio 54. Michael loved Studio 54, so that was a very interesting. It's a very interesting mix to me. I find that always strange. And if you look on the internet, you can see, and also a very rare interview of Michael Jackson that day at Studio 54. It's a very rare. Go to YouTube. Everything. YouTube has everything. But again,
that's how he met Stephanie Mills.
That's how he met Miss. You know what? Let me talk about Stephanie Mills before I go to break, because Miss Stephanie. No, I'm going to leave this. I'm going to let this be the leeway. We're going to talk about Michael Jackson's first girlfriend. A lot of people tend to think Michael Jackson only dated white women. Okay, white college please don't get offended, or white people out there. But it is true. They tend to, that's all the media tends to put out there. But he did have a girlfriend during that time, during the Wiz filming, and it was Miss Stephanie Mills, the great Broadway performer, great
wow.
singer, Miss Stephanie. So we're going to talk about
two
that when we come back
there.
Yeah, two powerhouses. We're going to talk about that relationship when we come back. And callers, again, the phone number is 718-766-4236. If you have any memories of Michael you'd like to share, again, this is the Carlotta Chatwood Show, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Michael. Someone put your hand out. Back. This is the Carlotta Chatwood Show, and Miss Lolly co-hosting with me. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, we're talking, in case you're just joining us, we're talking today about our tribute show to Michael Jackson. This is our first official show, so you might hear some little things we got going on here and there, but we're here, so we're happy today that we're here. And Michael's our first show because we think Michael inspired the world with his great talent, and I think he represents our word for today, which is passion. I said our word for today was passion, and we have a quote to go with that, which is, there are many things in life that will catch your eye, but only few will catch your heart. Pursue those. And I believe that's what Michael Jackson did. So that is our word for today. Michael Jackson is passion. And so that's what we're talking about. And I think we left out talking about Stephanie Mills.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know this, but Michael Jackson's first girlfriend was Tatum O'Neal. But the second girlfriend, which was kind of quiet, was Miss Stephanie Mills. And if you know Stephanie Mills, you know her from she was the first person originally in The Wiz that played the role Diana Ross plays later on in the movie.
And she was a hot R&B
hot
singer.
R&B singer, yes.
Definitely.
Miss Stephanie's off the chain. And Miss Stephanie's been on Mother Knows, which is a show here on Blog Talk Radio, which is a great show. And he got to interview her and found out that she used to stay all night with Michael on Sutton Place.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when I hear
about
Michael Jackson, those are things that Michael Jackson, people would never, believe of Michael. But Michael was a man. She basically, let people know that she was with him during that time during The Wiz. So Michael Jackson, for all of you out there who says Michael Jackson did not date black women, untrue. Michael Jackson dated not only Stephanie Mills, but there's Monica Harris, Miss Shauna Mangatal, which people, there have been, there are several women that Michael Jackson have dated that were women of color. So that's such a fluke on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think about when you heard Michael Jackson dated Stephanie Mills? Were you kind of shocked?
I thought, hooray. I was so happy. Because no disrespect to my white sisters, brothers out there, but Michael being Michael, we like to think that he cared about his own ethnicity, and that he, not that there's any, real, but we wanted to know that he really liked black women, and that he really, could have possibly, everybody fantasized about Mike.
Right.
To some degree. And so we as black women, we surely wanted to know that,
Right. Yeah. Right. And people know that is, that right there is a, because a lot of times people always say this, and I don't really know if Michael Jackson had a conflict with his race or anything like that, but a lot of people like to, they like to portray him like that. But there are some things that simply aren't true, and that's one of the myths. And one of the myths is that Michael Jackson never dated black women, but he did.
Yeah.
He dated Stephanie Mills, and that was pre-off-the-wall era. Then there's off-the-wall. Off-the-wall era, one of the greatest Michael Jackson CDs of all time. I love Off the Wall.
Oh, I love Off the Wall, too.
I think Off the Wall at its time when it first came out, it sold 20 million records, 20 million records worldwide. At that time, I think Michael Jackson had become the second biggest artist at that time of all time, because that time Off the Wall was big, 20 million. In the 1979, 1980,
oh, absolutely.
People weren't barely breaking gold was big. To have a gold record was big. Mm-hmm. So Michael Jackson selling 20 million in 1979 and 1980 was a big deal. Off the Wall, people tend to forget about Off the Wall.
We partied hard Off the Wall.
Yeah, people tend to forget about it a lot. And so it was one of my favorite songs on that album is I Can't Help It, which people think sometimes that Will Downing did that song first, but it's actually Michael Jackson's song. And I heard a girl the other day say, oh, I like Beyonce singing that song. She sang at concert, I Can't Help It. I'm like, what? I'm like, it's not Beyonce's song, it's Michael Jackson's song.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's one of the great things. What's your favorite song off the Wild album?
Oh, let's see. Everything he does is just wonderful, but one of my favorite was Rock With Me.
Rock With You, okay,
Rock
yeah. Everybody
you.
Loves Rock
yeah.
With You. Everybody
Rock,
loves Rock With You.
Rock With You, yeah.
Again, guess the calling number is 718-766-4236 if you have anything you'd like to share with us about Michael Jackson. We're going to have, this is the first part of the series, which is the fan edition, where we're just sitting around talking about Michael Jackson. This is something that we've been doing for the last couple of months since Mike has died, and we've been talking about Mike, and so we thought we'd share it with you guys, because we know it's just so many fans out there.
I actually cried.
Yeah. Go
I actually
through.
Cried.
It's just it was a very sad time, but we want to just share our thoughts with you about Michael Jackson. And also, the second part is coming up next week. I want to tell you guys about this because I know there's a lot of Michael Jackson fans out there listening. Please do not get upset with me for this show. But the second part series that's coming next week is the Death Hoax series.
Mm-hmm.
There are a group of fans. Now, these are fans. These are people, too, that have followed Michael Jackson, that have went from city to city, loved on Michael Jackson. They do not hate Michael Jackson. But they suspect that Michael Jackson faked his death. I know. We all hear it. The Elvis. We heard that Elvis faked his death. Elvis. And so it makes it seem like, yeah. How did Michael do that? But the reason why I want to give them a shot, because I will tell you, over the years, if I believe anyone that could have maybe possibly gotten away with it, who possibly could have done that, it's Michael Jackson. So
yeah.
These people have produced videos, websites with followers up to 40 and 50,000, getting hits on their website daily. So they have a big following who believe this theory. They have so many theories out there, and I thought they would be interesting to talk to hear where they're at on that. And that's the second part of our tribute show. Is Michael Jackson alive? So that is going to be the second part. Sounds crazy to some of you, I know. but let them have their say. So that's going to be next week, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and they're anxious to talk to you guys. They're anxious to show their beliefs. As a matter of fact, there is a young lady, one of the popular ones. She has a whole web series on YouTube called Michael Jackson Death Hoax. And her name's Janelle Starr. I think she kind of puts all in perspective their beliefs.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So take a look at that. It's like a 14-part series. And so you can be prepared to ask them questions next week when they come on the show and everything.
Well, Carlotta, I'm actually kind of impressed by Janelle because, I don't know if she's had any reporting occasion or whatever. I think I think she's a heck of a detective.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
A lot of them are.
They are. They all are. There's another person, MJ, that's known by MJ forever, and she's going to actually reveal herself probably next week here. She's going to be on. She is great. I think she's more of the realistic one. Yeah, and she's the one that checks and really researches out everything. Like she's had a thing on about the coroners and everything. So she's a heck of a researcher too, along with Janelle. So it's going
to
be very.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to her because whether it's true or not. I think it's very interesting that she would even, her or anyone, would think out the box. Because we have a tendency to believe everything that we hear in the society, and
right.
We never know. We don't really know. We don't know that level of celebrityism. We don't know what's really going on. So, just for you to even think out of the box and use your mind, your own mind.
And I believe everything the media tells you.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And to question things. I don't have a problem with that.
Right, right. And so one of those people are going to be on the show next week. We haven't gotten a confirmation from everybody, but again, like I say, you can watch the Michael Jackson Death Hoax series on YouTube. It's a 14-part series, and it's a very good series. I think you will be impressed by it. There's also the other 14-part series. It's the second installment by the person named MJ and Forever, and you can look up that for on YouTube. And it's the Michael Jackson Death Hoax. So
it makes you think.
Yeah, it does make you think. It's very interesting. And, I know there's a war right now going on between both sets of fans. One set of fans, believes. One set of fans says he was murdered. One set of fans is saying he's alive. So it is a very interesting.
And I say all fans stick together because we all loved him.
Right, right. So they're really, they're really duking it out right now. So, but they're going to come on here and give us their part. And I'm glad to, they've been getting a lot of harassment, different people that, Death Hoax people, lots of harassment, lots of things that some of them have been even scared to come on. So, So it'll be great to have them on the show.
We'll pray for them, and we hope that they, come on. We need to just stick together and just have a little fun. It's all in good. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, and it's still all about Michael. We're keeping his name
really,
out here.
In reality, it's a possibility.
Oh wow! Yeah, who knows? I mean,
who knows?
Elvis might, be out there too. Who knows? He'd be about 80 now. Okay, well, we're gonna let you listen to a little bit of MJ. They Don't Care About Us. This is one of MJ's really controversial songs. People really had a big thing about this when it came out. But here's MJ. They Don't Care About Us. Okay, we're back with the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We're having a little technical difficulties again, so you guys bear with us. again, that's what happens when you're dealing with technology of today. But we're going to listen to a little bit of Quincy Jones talk about the album Thriller.
You have 2 months to make Thriller, and that's when you have no time for paralysis from analysis. Put your head down and don't look up. It was all coming up great, but it was late. We were up, I guess, 4 days trying to finish everything up. 9 o'clock in the morning, we finished putting everything on. We got until 12 o'clock. We got 3 hours to hear the final mastering. We played that record back, and it was beautiful. I mean, the sound was just crunched together. It was absolutely awful, unreleasable. And we decided to take 2 days sleep and come back in and mix one tune a day and put that baby right in the pocket. And that's exactly what happened, and that's what you hear on the record.
Wow, that was Quincy Jones talking about the making of Thriller. Very interesting. He said, and I heard Michael say this too, that the album was terrible at first. The greatest selling album of all time was bad. can you believe that? That's crazy.
Oh, well, that's part of the process, I suppose. Wow, but I can't believe it, no.
Yeah, because when you listen to Thriller, it sounds flawless to this day. I mean, Thriller can compete with some of those songs out there now. I mean, it's a very, very, very good album.
It's timeless.
It's timeless, yeah. And, I mean, you know, it's still selling. I hear it's conflicting things about what Thriller has really sold, but I hear it's over 150 million alone.
Ooh,
worldwide.
Wow.
So there have been conflicting things about Thriller. Some people say over 70 million.
I brought another one.
Everybody, it's probably a little bit over more than that now. Probably now with the death of Michael Jackson. Thriller has got to be probably right around now selling probably close to close to 160 million. I mean, it has been number one. Michael Jackson took the number one spot when he died, all 10 slots. And if Thriller had, and those albums, Thriller, I think Invincible, Dangerous, all those albums had not been old and they had been eligible, they would have took over the top 10 spots from all the new artists today. So that's very interesting.
Well, a lot of people don't know about Invincible. Invincible was so great. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
it was.
I think it was better than Thriller. No offense to Quincy Jones. I love Quincy Jones. I think he's the greatest producer of all time. But
I do, too.
I actually loved Invincible. I did. I loved it.
Yes.
It was a great album.
Invincible is off the chain.
Yeah, Michael, I agree with Michael. He said that they didn't promote Invincible, right? And I totally agree with them. Had they released Unbreakable first, Invincible probably would have been a huge hit in the United States. I mean, it was a big hit anyway, because selling 9 million albums is no bad thing for anybody. But for Michael Jackson, who sold over 750 million albums worldwide, it is a huge, it's a huge thing. So, for those people, they thought he could never catch up with himself. He was always competing with himself.
He was great.
He was a great. Michael Jackson was a great artist. What else do you think about? I mean, what's your favorite song off of the Thriller album?
I don't know all the songs on. I loved Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
Everybody loves that bass line of Billie Jean. That bass
I loved Billie Jean.
That bass line is incredible. Can you remember Motown 25?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I remember that night. Yeah, to me, that's one of the memories. That's what I was talking about with Michael Jackson. That is one of the great memories in my life, because I can remember waiting, being so anxious in front of the TV as a young girl, like, Michael Jackson's coming out. And, he was already popular at that time.
Yes, he was a little fanatic.
Right, right. And at that time,
posters all over her wall.
Posters all over my wall. It was out of control. It really was. It was worship of the highest form. But I remember that, you know, seeing that when he came out and and people don't know that jacket he wore, that sequin jacket, he had put that on at the last minute, and it's actually Katherine Jackson's jacket.
You're kidding.
It was in her closet, and LaToya told the story that Michael took that out of her closet, and he asked LaToya, "Do you think this looks good?" And she said, "Yeah." And then that's how he decided to wear the sequin jacket. It's actually Katherine's jacket. So
that was copied all over the world.
That was copied all over the world. I mean, you know, yeah, the socks and everything. So, yeah, Michael is that was just an amazing
The only
amazing
guy
comment.
That could wear high water pants and get away with it.
Right, and still be really sexy.
Yes, yes.
Really, still be. Michael was, you know, Michael was, that performance put Michael into overdrive. It took him to another level. It took him to being one of the greatest artists of all time. Everybody remembers that as the pinnacle of Michael Jackson's career. And then, of course, the Grammy Awards when he took Brooke Shields and Emmanuel Lewis. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yes,
gosh.
Yes.
That was funny. I was heartbroken because I'm going to tell you, Brooke Shields, I was so mad at her.
I was too.
And you were grown. That's something. But yeah, all the girls at school, we were all mad at Brooke Shields. We all wanted to be the one that he took to the Grammy Awards, even though we were 11. You know, so it was such an exciting time to see him win the most Grammy Awards, I believe 8, and it still hasn't been broken. Michael has won the most Grammy Awards in one night of all time. So that is still a record that I think, I hope never gets, nobody ever breaks it, because it's so special. I remember that night, and he took off his shades and he looked at everybody and everybody was screaming, and, you know, it was crazy.
It was wonderful.
It was crazy. And then, of course, there comes the Bad era, and what people don't know this about the Bad CD. The Bad CD was the second, at the time it was released, I don't know about now, but at the time it was released, it was the second greatest selling album of all time. The first was hit, was Thriller. And at the time Bad was released, it was the second biggest seller. So,
really?
You know, yeah, I think the Eagles have tied it and went over it now. But I think at that time it was, and Bad, the single Bad, was meant to be done with Prince. A lot of people don't know, Michael Jackson was supposed to do that song with Prince, but the story goes, the legend goes, that Quincy Jones gets Michael Jackson and Prince together at dinner, and they're talking, and the first thing Prince looks across, you know, Michael hands, you know, Prince the song, and Prince begins to read, you know, the first lines, and we know that the first lines is, "Your butt is mine." And they say Prince puts down the song and looks across at Michael and says, "Now, if you, I don't know who you think is going to say that line, but I'm not going to say that line to you, and you sure not going to say that line to me." So they say the talks were over, and the song did not come into fruition with Prince, but Michael.
And I think it's a shame, because I think they would have made a great collaboration
together.
Although Bad was singly Bad by itself.
Yeah, because Michael did. Michael made it, you know, hit it at the ballpark. And a lot of people don't know, Michael was good friends. It's rumors that Michael was great friends with Prince. They said he would come to Paisley Park sometime and play basketball with Prince and do all kind of crazy stuff. So how true those rumors are, but those are rumors that people say, that friends of Michael have said over, you know, on different shows, that Prince and Michael were friends. And Michael would often send Prince different things, and music from Spy and the Family Stone and all that stuff. So Michael was a big icon, but he also had time to listen to other artists and people who he liked, like Prince. And you know, Michael, Kenny Ortega tells a story on Oprah where he said that Michael would never sleep. We all know Michael had a problem sleeping, and that Michael would just sit up and write music. And they said, he asked him, he said, "Michael, you know, you got to sleep. You got to get some rest." And he said, "No, I've got to write these songs." And he says, because if not, God will give them to Prince. So, you know, Michael was a jokester and, you know, had a
big prankster.
Big prankster, big prankster. What other memories out there? I mean, because I know these last several months in June, when you first heard the news, that Michael had left us. What were you feeling at that moment?
Yeah, we like somebody to call in and tell us that.
Yeah, if you can, if you just give us a call and let us know. But I'll tell you about myself. I was at work, and I remember looking on TV, and I hate to say this now as a fan. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you what I thought. When I saw the ambulance, you know, going, and they were showing it, and it was all over television, and I thought to myself, oh, God, you know, is Michael not wanting to do the tour? That's what I had to say that. I really thought that because I knew about the tour, and I thought to myself, like, okay, is Michael, you know, because I'll say that the relationship that I, you know, where I used to really love Michael Jackson, it had waned over the years. And I was sort of like, you know, it seemed like he had been replaced by this media caricature, like this guy that was no longer human, but somebody who was considered kind of weird and strange.
They call me Wacko Jacko.
Right, yeah, you know, and you're everything, all of a sudden you think that, oh, it's, you know, he's up to something again, what is he doing, or, you know, and so I actually, it took me a minute to really, when they said cardiac arrest, I was like, what? Oh, my God, this is serious, you know, so, but I didn't believe, I don't think at that moment, and I still don't feel like Michael is gone. I have this, I mean, it's just so, because I love Michael Jackson so much, and he's always been such a part of our lives. It was very hard to believe at that moment.
Not that he can't die.
Not that he can't die, yeah, because he's human. But it was still such, it's like a person that's always been there.
And he can't, and it's such a void because we have all these questions.
Right.
You know, that's why I'm so glad you're doing the Hulk show because, I think, you know, we can all get together and you know, just brainstorm a little and, you know, and I just really believe that there's the media dropped the ball on that and or maybe they're doing something we don't know, but it's just so many unanswered questions.
Again, callers, too, if you want to call in, the number is 718-766-4236. You're listening to the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We're doing a tribute show today to Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer of all time. And we're talking about Michael's death and, you know, at that moment, how we felt. And
I was devastated.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
I was devastated, but... And then I started to go and listen to his songs, and I fell in love all over again.
Yeah.
Me and my daughter were actually arguing. We had an argument about who loved him the most.
Right, you know, yeah, because I tell my mother that the generation, I know there are going to be some fans out here, the baby boomers are going to call me and light me up about this, but I say the Generation Xers made Michael Jackson. Because we made on that big, huge star. We were the ones putting the posters all over our wall. I know some baby boomers were, too, but you guys weren't like us. We were off the chain about Mike.
Yeah, we had kind of moved on, but we always knew. We always cared and loved Michael. We just didn't, you know, there were so many up-and-coming people, and we hardly ever saw, you know. And then there's my girl, Janet. I love Janet. Janet is... You know, I've always told you, honey, that, you know, her and I are...
She thinks they're like, because they're Taurus.
Yeah,
you know, the fine
Taurus.
Thing, the horoscope thing.
And I love Janet, and I think she is so much... She's so much like me because I'm older.
Well, see, that's what Michael said, that he was... That's the sibling he felt like he was most like. So, you know, he felt a connection with Janet also. But over the years, the last years of Michael Jackson's life, it was very sad to see because we had just 4 years ago this big trial, and I remember watching it on TV all the time, the trial, and nobody knows with surety what happened, but I can say in my heart, I do not believe Michael Jackson was a child molester. I don't believe that story one bit, especially the last crew that came through. I do not believe that. What I do believe about Michael is that Michael was a young man who had lost his childhood and who felt that he could bring joy to children, the joy that he didn't get when he was young. And so I think to see Michael go through that whole trial, and really when you heard the interview, a lot of people say things and judge Michael and say, oh, he's a child molester, he's this and that. But a lot of those people didn't watch that trial or didn't know the inner workings that were going on behind that trial. And I tell you, there are shows that you can watch. There, go on YouTube is one of the favorite, my favorite places to find out find old footages of documentaries and stuff like that. And you can find documentaries about this family that were like on the court TV, that court documents that people did not know about this family, and how it was obvious that Michael was getting the shakedown, but. But, you know, to me, that's me personally, my personal opinion. But I don't believe for one second those stories. And it was sad to see that Michael had to go through that. And I don't think Michael was the same after that. I think there was something that he lost.
Well, he was so sensitive, like we said. We didn't really know. I mean, he was a genius, and, a lot of the sensitivity, and they said he had a narcissistic personality, so to speak. And that's probably somewhat true, but at the same time, Michael, when he was what were we saying?
Well, when he was his last years of his life, that he was sad. I think it took something out of him.
Yeah, I think it took something out of him because, like I said, I don't believe, and this is just my opinion, that Catherine, and I love Catherine as well as Pops. I really believe by them coming up in the age generation that they did, they were not, like a lot of people, and especially from the African-American community, we don't realize about mental illness or mental or psychological effects
right.
that certain fame could have on us or whatever, because we were always taught to be strong. Be strong. And, and I think him coming up in an age when he was so young and he had so much fame that he should have been, he could have had psychological guidance along the way.
Right, because he had to deal, it's like Al Sharpton said at Michael Jackson's memorial, your father wasn't strange, but it was strange what he had to deal with. And what Michael had to deal with, the fame. If you ever see those shows where they show Michael in concert and people fainting just continuously from the time he gets on the stage to the time he goes off, and just think he's dealt with this since he was a child. I mean, he's seen this his whole life. He doesn't even know what it's like probably to be a child. He doesn't have any concept of it. So when he finally hits a certain age and he discovers, I've missed my childhood. I've missed something important to me. I think it took a great damage and a great...
But I think he made a mistake by not just dealing with regular folk.
I think
he just should have had some regular folk in his life that, when you have regular people in your life, not everybody, but, I mean, there should have been some, he should have took a chance.
Yeah, and it was so... It's one of the sad things about... The sad things about all this is now seeing people come out, and they have all the books and the the tapes of Michael. Everybody has a tape of Michael. I swear, everybody has a tape of Michael. I'm waiting for the next one to come out. I mean, I've heard Glenda's tapes, and if you guys don't know about Glenda's tapes, this is one of Michael's. It used to be Michael's person that's known to, supposed to have been a friend of Michael's, and these tapes are supposed to have been used during the trial, and. Actually, there's nothing bad on there. It actually makes Michael Jackson look human, which the media failed to do. I mean, there are so many, but everybody has this tape, these tapes now, Michael, and it's sad because we didn't really get to know the real Michael. Michael
right.
was funny. Michael was a prankster.
I mean, when I saw him do when I saw him in the back of the car. Driving with his friend. And
oh, you're talking about
the
private home
movie.
Yeah, those are the private home movies, the Michael Jackson's private home movies that aired on Fox TV.
Oh, my gosh, I just fell in love.
Regular guy, hanging out with his friends, dancing in the back of the car, just having a good time. I mean, that is, and then you see Michael just be normal. And then they have tapes of Michael when he was a young, when his Thriller first hit, and he's going back home to Alabama. It's probably back in the 80s. And he's in back, Michael's in back of a car, and Tito and Marlon and all the brothers are up front, and Michael's talking about how he wants to go to Salvation Army. And he's telling them that it's a funny story, but he's telling them that, you know, they're all laughing at him because he's the big Michael Jackson. And so he's like, y'all won't be laughing when the Great Depression hits. And so it's just so funny to see Michael because we all look at him as a shy, don't talk kind of guy. But he was not like that when you hear these tapes or when you hear a lot of things about him. Not the tapes, that the Rabbi tapes, they're more of a personal. I think they're more like the normal Michael Jackson, I don't, that we were used to. But when you see the home movie,
the cerebral Michael,
yeah, yeah. But when you see the
Never Neverland Michael,
the Never Neverland Michael, yeah. And speaking of Neverland, I mean, yeah, we forgot to mention Neverland. Neverland, wow, that place will probably go down in infamy as well as one of the most famous places on earth. Michael, I think at one time, loved Neverland. I never believed Michael hated Neverland. I don't believe Michael hated Neverland because when he had the chance, people say he hated Neverland, but I don't think so.
I think he hated it for a minute.
For a minute,
and then,
yeah.
I think that it passed. Yeah. I, you know, this thing about not burying him in Neverland, I think it was, for me, as a mother, I would have buried him in Neverland.
Yeah, and I think the Jacksons are thinking, and you know, for the Jacksons, I think they're thinking like, hey, you know, he's had enough for most of his life. He's been, you know, harassed. Leave him alone. But, you know, this as being again, we're talking again. This is the Carlotta Chatwood Show. This is we're talking about Michael Jackson tribute show. This is our first installment, which is a fan edition, where we're just having a conversation about Michael. We've had a few fans call in and give their memories of Michael, and it's just we are going through the journey of Michael's life. We have a few minutes left here on the Carlotta Chatwood Show. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear an MJ song, but when we come back, we'll talk about next week's show. Michael Jackson, and that was One More Chance at Love. That's a song that a lot of people don't know about. It's actually a rare video MTV has that Michael was filming that video before he was arrested on the child molestation charges, and the video did not get completed, and MTV did a sort of a collage thing that's very rare and for Michael Jackson for that song. And One More Chance is a song written by R. Kelly. It is a wonderful, wonderful song. I love that. That's one of my favorites.
I love that song.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a great song. And R. Kelly, he used to do a lot of things with Michael Jackson.
R. Kelly is
He's a great songwriter.
Great writer.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to look past everything else, but he's a good writer. So
yeah,
he's
right.
A good writer. Again, I want to talk a little bit about next week's show and the time we have remaining. Next week is the second part of the Michael Jackson tribute. This is the Carlotta Chatwood Show. I'm Carlotta Chatwood. I'm with my mother, Miss Lolly, and we're talking about Michael Jackson today. We decided to do three parts for Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson had such a big impact on me as far as musically. He was just really a great artist, and I thought his life was so interesting and inspirational. Before we get into that, did you see the movie This? Have you seen This Is It yet? You've seen parts of it, right?
Yes.
You've seen the whole movie?
Oh, yes.
This Is It. Let me say this before I get into the next week's show. Please see This Is It. That movie says so many things about Michael Jackson, the genius of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a genius. He was this guy created a show that show was going to be great. It's too bad we didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I think I really would have tried to get the money together to go to London.
Go to London, yeah, because that was going to be a great show.
If I had known it was going to be, I mean, I could tell that it was going to be a show
it's
like
be
no
wonderful.
Other.
Wonderful, and you can see, I encourage you to go out and see This Is It. Great show. Kenny Ortega produced it, along with Michael Jackson during the time he was alive. Michael Jackson didn't know he was going to do a show. But I say to see this show before next week's show, because this is very important. Next week's show is about the death hoax theory. There are a lot of fans out here and a lot of people in general who think Michael Jackson is still alive. They think Michael Jackson faked his death. That's a big claim. So they say it is clues from the memorial service, because if you know Michael Jackson, a lot of people only know Michael Jackson surfacey music-wise, but fans who are very intimate with him know that Michael Jackson never did just anything. He never put out a video that didn't have a meaning or a song that didn't have a meaning or some sort of clue or mystery about it. So they say that this movie has clues in it that Michael Jackson faked his death. So go see This Is It before they come on the show so you can know what they're talking about next week. But they are coming on the show, and it's going to be a very exciting show. I am so excited about it.
I am too.
Because I want them. I'm not saying I believe them. I'm just saying I want them to have their say, because they have some very interesting points, and so much. We get wrapped into what the media says. We don't know. I mean, like, one of the death hoaxers, said, how do you know that was Michael Jackson? They brought out on that board and put in that thing, because they told you they never got confirmation from UCLA, which is very interesting. And
right.
They have theories about Conrad Murray and why hasn't he been arrested. Some of the Conrad Murray theories.
And why the doctors never signed.
Why the doctors never signed the death certificate. Some of the Conrad Murray, stuff. And please call in even if you disagree with it. If you disagree with them and you say, hey, that's crazy, call them anyway. And, they're very open. Just don't be rude to them. But I'm so looking forward to having them on. These are not crazy people. These are people who are actually investigating it as if it was
a major crime.
Yeah, they really think it's, they really believe he's out there, and they think that, and they're not mad at him for doing this. If he did it, I don't know if he did or not, but they're saying that they're not mad. They think there's reasons. They think there are reasons behind this, and so it'll be a very interesting show. Next week is the death hoax show. Be sure to tune in. Very controversial show. It's going to be a little bit off the chain. I know you guys are going to probably be like, wow, this show is kind of crazy. But I think it's going to be, it gives us an interesting look at ourselves and how we see the media and how we just
accept things all the time.
Just accept things.
We accept things without questioning
right.
sometimes, and we don't, we kind of don't have the time. A lot of times, when they report, it's okay, it's the gospel.
Right.
That they've reported it, and that's that. But for other people, especially when it's a loved one involved, people tend to dig a little deeper. It's just like if someone were in your family, you would dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think more out the box. And that's what I respect the hoaxers for. I don't know whether it's true or not, and
I just respect him for looking out the box.
It's not,
but I respect him for looking out the box, and I want to hear what they have to say.
Me too.
And I still can be convinced. I don't know. Hey, I'm open,
yeah.
But Thank you guys for listening today. And remember, we always had our word for today, and it was passion. And I want to leave you with this quote. What is your passion? What are you doing with your life, with your time? Are you living your passion? And today where the economy is going down, are you just thinking about making money, finding that, you know, good job? Are you thinking about what you can passionately contribute to society? Because Michael Jackson, dead or alive, lived his passion. He did it with such power that the world is at a loss without him. So what are you doing? What is your passion? What is your dream? What is your vision? I encourage you to go out today and find that, or look within and find it, because it's always on the inside first.
Amen.
Again, this is the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We will see you next week with the Death Hoax series. I love you too, Mommy. Thank you for coming on. I thank Miss Molly for coming on. And we'll see you again next week. We're going to leave out with MJ. Again, one of my favorites. We played it earlier. No, I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play MJ and Stevie Wonder. Just good friends. Hey, goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
And for those of you who are listening to the stream still, remember you can catch us on Twitter, CCHATWOODS, at Twitter. So it's the C Chatwood Show, C Chatwood Show on Twitter. So you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. Look under Keisha Mahone or the Carlotta Chatwood Show. You can find us on there. Peace. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.